James Parsons strongly opposes the idea of NZ Rugby adopting a policy similar to Rugby Australia's Gito Law, which permits overseas players to compete for their national teams. This comes as the All Blacks prepare for a challenging series against the Springboks in August, but experienced fly half Richie Munga will be sidelined due to eligibility rules, despite his 18-month contract with NZ Rugby. Munga's return from the Japan Rugby League One won't make him available until October, resulting in his absence for key fixtures, including the Nations Championship in July and four tests against South Africa and the USA. Incoming coach Dave Rennie has requested an exception for Munga, but NZ Rugby remains firm on its regulations, requiring him to play in the National Provincial Championship first. Former All Blacks like Israel Dagg and Kieran Reid have criticized this decision, while Bryn Hall has suggested revisiting the Gito Law model. Initially developed in 2015 to benefit players like Matt Gito, Australia tweaked the law to allow a limited number of overseas players to be picked. However, that policy was scrapped last year, leaving the Wallabies with more flexibility. The debate around Munga's situation highlights ongoing tensions within NZ Rugby's eligibility framework.